Finding breast cancer early and getting treatment can save your life. And here to talk about the best options for detection and more is Dr. Irene Dansby, a diagnostic radiologist and the medical director for the Community Memorial Healthcare Breast Center. This is Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare. I'm Cheryl Martin. Dr. Dansby, so glad to have you with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I'm a diagnostic radiologist. I did my residency in diagnostic radiology at UC Irvine and then completed two fellowships, the first at Cedars-Sinai for a body fellowship with non-vascular intervention. And my second fellowship was at Northwestern in Chicago, which was a one-year dedicated breast imaging fellowship.
Great. So you are the director of the center there. How much of a concern is breast cancer for women these days?
I think breast cancer remains a significant concern. Just to throw out some statistics, it is the second most common cancer in women in the U.S., just behind skin cancer. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. Approximately 264,000 breast cancers are diagnosed each year in the U.S., and unfortunately, 4,200 women will die of breast cancer each year. And those statistics aren't meant to scare anybody, but it is to underscore how prevalent of a disease process this is, and that we do have a lot of tools to help diagnose early and save lives.
Now, there was a decline in screening during the pandemic. So how important is it for women to maintain a regular mammogram schedule?
I think it's essential that women get screened every year with mammography, in addition to a good yearly breast exam by their physician. If you start screening at the age of 40 and do it every single year, it's been shown to decrease mortality by up to 30% versus women who don't get screened.
So this frequency of once a year should be for all women 40 and above?
That's correct. And that's really for further of average risk. No significant family history of breast cancer, no history of radiation to the chest. If you fall into any of those categories where, for instance, you had a mother who was diagnosed with breast cancer before the age of 40, you would want to start screening mammograms 10 years prior to her age of diagnosis. And that is something that you can discuss with your doctor in case, you know, you're not clear on those guidelines. But in general, for the majority of the population, starting at the age of 40 is appropriate.
So if screening and breast health efforts are not maintained, what are the risks?
We want to diagnose breast cancer when it is the smallest possible that we can detect. The larger tumors grow, the harder it is to treat, and there's a potential for spread to the lymph nodes in the underarm. And if it continues to be left untreated, there's the potential for the cancer to metastasize more largely throughout the body, so beyond those lymph nodes in the underarm. Once that happens, treatment becomes much more extensive and more difficult, and some patients, unfortunately, may become inoperable. So their only treatment choice is going to be chemotherapy.
Wow. So what else, doctor, should women do to manage breast health and ensure that any disease is found early? Can anything else be done?
So I think the most important thing is good open communication with your primary physician. It's important to have an annual breast exam done by your primary care physician, and the annual mammogram really is the mainstay for early breast cancer detection. Other things to consider for the appropriate patient populations would be things like breast MRI and supplemental screening with ultrasound. So typically ultrasound is used in the setting of patients with dense breast tissue. And then breast MRI is used in patients that are considered high risk for developing breast cancer in their lifetime. And that's something that we could discuss further at the breast center with you, or it can be discussed with your primary care physician or your OB-GYN.
If you've been designated with dense breasts, should you then have the MRI ultrasound every year as well?
The ultrasound is basically a supplemental screening tool. So we do recommend that every year for women that have dense breast tissue. That can either be done at the same time as your screening mammogram, or it can be done staggered 6 months from the screening mammogram. And that way your tissue doesn't go more than 6 months without being looked at in some way. And then if you do qualify as being high risk for developing breast cancer in your lifetime, the breast MRI is sort of treated the same way. We usually do stagger that one by 6 months from the mammogram, but it's done yearly as well.
Now, I understand that Community Memorial Healthcare's Breast Center has been recognized for its excellence. Talk about that.
So the Breast Center at the Community Memorial Hospital is considered an American College of Radiology Center of Excellence for all of our modalities, meaning mammography and breast ultrasound. The biopsy unit is included in that as well. So it basically means that we are adhering to the highest imaging standards possible. We submit cases every 3 years to the American College of Radiology that then gets reviewed by an expert board at the ACR, and they determine whether those images meet those quality standards, and then they award the Center of Excellence. And thus far, we have been given that award every time we've submitted our cases.
That's great. Now, Dr. Dansby, how should a woman start if she needs to have a mammogram or she needs to get back on schedule?
I think the best way is to speak to your doctor, and we would need an order obtained for the appropriate exam. So, for instance, women that don't have any breast symptoms, they can come in for a screening mammogram. If there are any new breast symptoms, such as, you know, a lump, pain in one area, nipple discharge, any rash on the skin, those kinds of things would require a diagnostic mammogram and most likely a breast ultrasound. And those orders can be obtained from your primary care doctor or an OB-GYN. And you can always contact the Breast Center directly at 805-948-5093 to schedule. And we can always help patients understand which exam is appropriate for them at that time.
Dr. Irene Dansby, thanks so much for discussing such a vital topic in women's health and stressing the importance of getting regular mammograms because early detection saves lives. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you'd like more information, please visit mycmh.org/breastcenter. That's mycmh.org/breastcenter. If you found this information helpful, please share it with others, especially on your social media. And thanks for listening to Wise and Well, presented by Community Memorial Healthcare.